And it's good to be honest with God. If you don't believe me, ask God to show you what your life looks to Him. You will find that a lot of things still to be dealt with. And here's the publican, and he was honest with God. He says, God, forgive me. You know, Lord, be merciful. He just asked for God's mercy. Where is the Pharisee, the way the Pharisee prayed? I have done this. I have done that. I have done this. I have done that. Too many I's. And Christians who lack humility have what I call I problems. I. Everything is an I. They have an I problem. Send them to the Holy Ghost treatment. Remove the I. And every day, just be honest with God. Be honest with God. If during the day you have different things coming here, just be honest. God, you know, help me in this, help me in that, God. And when you are looking at getting your relationship with God 100%, tuning your relationship with God every day 100%, I can assure you, you got no time for anybody else except to love them, never to judge them. Because there's so many things in your life you got to grow still in God. Qualities of humility, firstly, as we have shown, is not judging people. Ability to withhold judgment. Second quality, willing to be honest. Honest with God and honest with men. Honest with people around you. I don't know about you, but in your relationship with one to another, husbands and wives or family or other, here's a few checkpoints on this point too. Whenever something goes wrong, who is the first to say sorry? Is it a husband? Is it a wife? You know? Or whenever things are up, who is the first person who says sorry? Or all these are little checks to tell us how much pride we have. And then we realize that in the end, it's good to be honest. And here's an experiment that we will not do. But I can honestly tell you, if we ask people, don't write down the names of the person who write those comments, but if everyone were to write in an evaluation of you, without saying who is it from, they say, be honest with that evaluation, you'd be surprised at how many faults people find in you that you cannot see in yourselves. But it is there. And the hardest to see is ourselves. Because we have a blind spot. Even in our physical eye, we have blind spots. When you drive a car, there's blind spots on your left and right. We all have an internal blind spot to our own inadequacies. Only God can put an extra mirror in your life to see these are the things you haven't reached yet. You know, if every one of us is conscious and honest with God and conscious of the areas within our own life that we haven't matched up with Jesus yet, we will be so busy in that area we have no time to look at other lives to see whether they are like Jesus. Because we ourselves try to be like Jesus. And the thing is that the day you really, really become like Jesus, you are also not judgmental. And you are also very gracious. Because you are like Jesus. Hallelujah. These two qualities that we touch on. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you and thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask, oh God, that you teach us principles of humility because your word exhorts us to be humble. And we know, oh God, that humility is something you treasure. And we know, Father God, in these last days, especially in this year 2004, that moves into 2005, the year of judgment. God, save us from judgment. Save us, O God, from the time of your dealing with your church, your people, and with the things of this world, and with the rulers of this world. Oh, Father, it's a fearsome year that we're coming up to, in the year of judgment. But we ask, O God, that you will teach us humility, that we will learn and acquire it, Lord, that we would concern ourselves with how we are to please you. And we ask, O God, that in pleasing you, we will, O God, learn the secrets of walking in humility with you. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. O Father, we all need more humility in our life. Lord, we all, by default, are such proud people. So easy, Lord, to be proud. We could be proud of our gifting, proud of our spiritual gifts, proud of our spiritual ability, proud of our ability to pray, proud of everything that is good. But that makes the good things wrong. Help us, O God, to walk in humility with you. And Father, we ask that you teach us the secret of being clothed with humility. So that when people see us, they don't see us anymore. They see Jesus in us. And they're no more conscious of who we are, but who you are in us. That is our goal, O Lord. And we pray, God, that you cause each one of us to bring forth the light of humility, Lord. And that we pray for the church of Jesus Christ in this nation and in this city. We pray for ministries that you have raised up, Lord. Fivefold ministries and churches and prayer warriors, intercessors. We pray, O God, for those whom you raise up to positions of power, positions of influence, to those you've given much wealth and much responsibility. We pray that a spirit of humility will come upon the whole body of Christ. That, Lord, that once again we will humble ourselves before you and pray and seek your face. Like Daniel, O Lord, we don't even look at our life. We begin to repent for those around us, Lord. Because we acknowledge, Lord, that as long as there's no revival, as long as the church is not where it should be, there is lots of room for repentance. So, Father, we come before you and ask that you search us, try us and know us as we are before you, that we may walk with you righteously, uprightly, in Jesus' name. Amen. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me and know my ways. Okay.